Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on stretching a jungle pad drift for warm tape style grit. Today we're making one of those classic DNB atmosphere layers that can instantly make a track feel deeper, wider, and more alive without getting in the way of the kick, snare, and bass. The idea is simple. Take a short pad or chord, stretch it into a longer drifting texture, then resample it so it starts to feel less like a clean synth and more like an old worn tape loop floating behind the drums. This technique is huge in jungle, rollers, darker liquid, and heavier DNB because the genre moves fast, but the ear still needs space. A good pad drift gives you tension, mood, and motion. It can glue sections together, soften the edge of a drop, and make a breakdown feel cinematic without adding a busy melodic part. So let's build it step by step. First, choose a short source sound. Keep it simple. A pad from Wavetable or Analog works great. A short chord stab and simpler is also perfect. You can even use a one-note drone or a bit of ambience if you want a more experimental result. The key is to start with something short, because stretching a compact sound often creates more interesting movement than using a long smooth pad. If you're making your own pad, go for a warm saw or pulse-based sound, low-pass it somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz, and keep the envelope fairly soft. For a darker jungle vibe, minor chords, suspended voicings, or simple two-note clusters usually work better than bright major harmony. You want atmosphere, not a pop chord progression. Now place that sound in arrangement view. If it's audio, open the clip view and turn warp on. For pad material, try Complex or Complex Pro. Then stretch the clip out to 2, 4, or even 8 bars, depending on how much space you want it to fill. If you're working with MIDI, you can hold the chord and later resample the audio so it becomes a printed layer. As you stretch it, listen carefully for motion in the middle, not just the start and end. The best results usually come from source material that has some evolving harmonics or noise inside it. If the stretched audio sounds too soft or clean, don't be afraid to try a different warp mode or shift the clip start point slightly. Tiny changes can make the print feel way more organic. Next, we're going to add drift. This is where the pad stops sounding frozen and starts feeling alive. A very simple way to do this is with auto filter. Drop it on the track and set it to a low pass filter. Start with the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 6 kHz, depending on how bright your source is. Keep the resonance moderate, and automate the cutoff slowly over 4 or 8 bars. You can also add a little movement with chorus ensemble, a touch of echo or a short reverb, but keep it subtle. In DNB, less is often more. If you can hear the effect chain more than the atmosphere, you've probably pushed it too far. A nice beginner move is to slowly open the filter before a drop, then close it a bit when the main drum section lands, or automate the volume down by just a couple dB when the bass comes in. That helps the pad support the groove instead of fighting it. Now for the most important part of the lesson, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. In Ableton, that means the track will record whatever is coming through the master output. Arm that track, then record 4 to 8 bars of your stretched pad. If you want a clean result, solo the pad track so you only print the atmosphere. If you want a more finished feel, you can record the full mix, but for beginners I'd start with a clean print first. This step matters, because resampling turns your stretched pad into a new audio layer that you can treat like a real instrument. You're no longer just playing a synth patch. You're shaping a piece of an atmosphere that can be edited, chopped, reversed, filtered, and arranged like sample material. Now let's give it that warm tape-style grit. On the resampled audio, try a simple chain like Saturator, EQ8, and maybe a very light touch of drum bus or a redux. With Saturator, start with about 2 to 6 dB of drive and use soft clip if needed. Then use EQ8 to high-pass the low end somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so the pad stays out of the sub-range. If it gets harsh, gently dip the upper mids around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it gets fizzy, tame the top end a bit more. The goal here is darkening, softening, and slight instability, not destruction. You want it to feel like a worn cassette loop or an old jungle sample treated through a tape deck. If the pad starts sounding brittle, back off the saturation or cut more high frequencies. If it gets muddy, high pass it a little harder. A good rule of thumb, if the effect is more obvious than the atmosphere, ease up a bit. The texture should feel like it belongs inside the track, not like a separate effects demonstration. Once the resample sounds good, start thinking like an arranger. Chop it into phrases. Slice it into 1 bar, 2 bar, or half bar chunks. Move one slice slightly early or late if you want a more handmade jungle feel. Leave gaps so the drums can breathe. You can even reverse a small section for a transition or trim the attack, so it fades in like a memory instead of starting sharply. This is where the texture starts becoming useful in a Riedel DNB arrangement. Put the drift under an intro, let it open up in a breakdown, or keep it darker and quieter behind a drop. If your drums are busy, the pad should sit in the upper mids and stereo edges while the center stays open for the kick, snare, and sub. That center space is important. In drum and bass, the low end and the snare are the engine. Your pad should support that engine, not sit on top of it. So keep the pad high passed. Keep it a little quieter than you think you need, and use width carefully. Wide in intros, narrower in drops is a great starting point. If the pad is masking the snare crack, try a small cut around 1.5 to 4 kHz. If it's interfering with hats or break detail, ease off some 6 to 10 kHz. And if the bass is dense, reduce brightness before reducing volume. That often keeps the layer useful without making the mix feel smaller. Here's a really effective arrangement idea. Start with the pad almost hidden in the intro, low passed and tucked back. Then slowly open it as the drums and percussion come in. In the breakdown, let it breathe wider and brighter. Right before the drop, tighten it back up with automation. Then when the drop lands, either pull it down or duck it so the drums hit harder. That contrast is what makes the return feel big. You can also make two prints if you want to level up. Print one 4-bar version and one 8-bar version. Use the shorter one for tighter transitions, and the longer one for breakdowns or intro beds. You can even make a clean version and a dirtier version, then blend them quietly for extra depth. If you want a darker, heavier jungle vibe, try a little extra saturation before resampling, add a short filtered echo, or use a narrow band pass sweep over several bars. A tiny bit of pitch movement can also make the drift feel unstable in a good way. Just keep it controlled. Let's recap the process. Start with a short pad or chord. Stretch it into a longer atmospheric drift. Add subtle movement with filter or other gentle modulation. Resample it in Ableton Live 12. Shape it with saturation and EQ for warm grit. Then chop and place it in the arrangement so it supports the drums and bass. The big takeaway is this. In DNB, a good pad is not just background. When you stretch, resample, and shape it properly, it becomes part of the groove, part of the atmosphere, and part of the track's identity. For your practice, make three versions of the same stretched pad drift. One clean and wide for the intro. One darker with a bit more saturation for the breakdown. One filtered, narrower, and quieter for drop support or the outro. Listen to which one leaves the most room for the drums and bass, because that's the one that will actually work in a real track. All right. That's the move. Stretch it, resample it, dirty it up just enough, and let it float behind the break. That's how you get that warm jungle pressure without overcrowding the mix.